Rusty White is that, not just with the 3 points, but the manner of the performance as well?
Yeah, I think particularly in the first half. We played very well in the first half. It's as well as we've played for a long, long time. We really dominated the first half and should have been more than the one goal advantage. And we're unfortunate. The one that Martin scored and the referee felt it was a handball. Couldn't really see it, so I can't really comment. And then, obviously, we weren't sure whether their goal was offside or not. But again, we'd have to look at that later. But overall, the performance of the team was terrific. And we, as I say, we created chances. We were on the front foot. And, you know, we played beyond where, you know, the level we are in the league. So that was terrific to see. But like any game of football, if you're only one goal, that one goal advantage, it's always a bit precarious, and it was understandable. We got a bit tired in the second half, I think, particularly in the last 20 minutes. And they went more direct, and, you know, we just had to defend our penalty box. But we'd won fantastic save from Ryan Mullen, which was an outstanding save. But other than that, you know, we defended our box well, and I think we deserved, over the 90 minutes, we deserved the 3 points.
So that's 3 games unbeaten now. Set you up next week for a massive game at Peterhead.
Yeah, it's going to be a huge game up at Peterhead. We know that, we understand that. That was always going to be the case, really, over the last few weeks. The two of us have been detached pretty much for the most of the season, so it was always going to kind of come down to the latter stage of the season when we met. So, listen, we'll enjoy the weekend. It's been a long time since we've had a victory. Yeah, you're right. You know, over the last even 4 or 5 weeks, I felt that a couple of weeks before, you know, the draws as well, I thought we had a decent performance, although the result might not have suggested it against Airdrie and also Queen of the South previous to that. So I think we have, you know, there's been a little bit more of an understanding of how we want to play, and we've benefited from that today. And as I said, the players have really worked hard, and you know, they can enjoy their weekend, and they will start thinking about Peterhead come Tuesday.
Yeah, good backing from the fans there. That seems to spur the players on in the closing stage as well. So you're hoping, what, so they make the travel up to Peterhead?
Yeah, to be honest with you, know, it's difficult for supporters when you've not had a good season. I understand that. It can be frustrating. But, you know, as I said before, it's not for lack of commitment or work ethic. And, you know, normally, you know, fans will always say, well, if we're playing for the jersey, then we'll accept, you know, errors. And I think the players have been playing for the jersey, but they've made some basic errors and they've been punished. So yeah, I mean, the fans have got to stick by the players. They're going to give it everything. It's going to be a very difficult matchup at Peterhead. There's no doubt about it. And they'll be equally as committed as we will. But you know, as I said, we'll concern ourselves with that next week, and we'll enjoy the weekend. It's been a long time since we've had a win, so let's enjoy it.
Thanks, Sam.